Good morning, everyone. And for those of you who haven't seen my first podcast, my name is Angelique. What I do in podcast, I give tips to people about starting a YouTube channel in the future, or maybe today, now. You never know. I'm starting a YouTube channel, and I recently have 0 videos and 9 subscribers. That's only because I shared some information of my YouTube channel to my friends. I first started my YouTube channel with a friend, but it didn't work out because, well, she lives really far from where I live now, so we can't really make videos together. But now I'm starting my own YouTube channel alone. And when I want to have a friend over in my YouTube videos, I just say that they're a special guest because it's true. I mean, unless you're going to have them eternity in your YouTube channel. Other than that, today I have 5 tips for you guys to start a YouTube channel. I use these old tips for myself because I'm starting a YouTube channel too, in the future at least. Tip number 1. The first tip is to share all your videos if you have any, and if you don't, just share your YouTube channel with your friends, family, social media, like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and anything like that. Because it helps you more. How many views you get on your photos, they can see the post of your YouTube channel and they think it might be pretty cool, so they go subscribe to you. Tip number two is to really consult this with your parents or anything like that before you start a YouTube channel, because they probably don't want you to do it, but if they're 100% sure that they don't mind you doing YouTube, then you can do it. Tip number 3. You should get some information about starting YouTube first, and then for your hobbies and things that you like most, you should do your YouTube channel about that. Unless you don't want to, then you can just get ideas from the internet, because internet is the most topped thing in planet Earth after water and food. But anyway, tip number 4. After you have calculated and assumed what you want your YouTube channel to be about, and you shared all your information with your friends, family, the internet, you should get your camera, your lighting materials, your microphone, and everything I programmed so your videos can have good quality and good content. Make sure your videos are kid appropriate, because you don't want yourself getting banned from YouTube. That's just a little extra tip for this podcast. Anyhow, let's go on to tip number 5. For tip number 5, you want to have a place where you can put your camera in so it can record gleefully. So they can see your face, the background, unless your background is too messy, which that should never happen in videos, because you don't want people to be staring at your messy room. They're supposed to be staring at your face. But anyway, you want to have a clean background. You want to have good quality on your videos. You also can edit your videos with iMovie, because that's what I use to edit my videos. Because really, it's the easiest way to edit your videos. You can also do overlays in your videos, which I still am learning how to do that, but it's working out. So I suggest if you're going to start a YouTube channel or you already have a YouTube channel in place, but you should use iMovie to edit your videos. The camera, I don't really have a camera yet. You can also use your phone, but I'm going to ask for a camera for the summer. I'm going to ask for a Canon camera because those work really good. At least that's what I think. It's an opinion. So, if you don't think Canon cameras are good, that's on you, not on me. But anyway, I keep saying the word anyway, but but okay. So you also want good quality. Like I said before, you want really good quality. You want your video to stand out, to be unique, so the people don't think you're copying another YouTuber or anything like that. And if you're inspired by another YouTuber's video, you should give you should give them credit if you're using anything that they had in their video, or like any information they had in their video, you should give them credit for it, because you can't take all the credit for yourself, because that would be copyright. So, I also recommend for you to have a nice voice and tone, not sound grumpy or cranky or sad in your videos, because right now it's 8 in the morning and I just woke up, so my voice sounds a bit cranky, but I'm not cranky. I'm actually very excited for today, because today is the day I go and clean my room out finally, because I'm going to be editing my room, like if I was editing a video, but I'm going to be editing my room so I can start my YouTube. My room is going to be about like popcorn and scenery and things like that, and a lot of lights, those fairy lights. Yes, that's what my room is going to have. And once I do that, I'm going to be posting it on my Snapchat. So if you don't already have me in Snapchat, you should go and add me. For those of you who know me very well, then you can go ahead and add me in Snapchat. I'm not going to be saying my Snapchat out loud on a podcast, only because, well, I don't want trillions and trillions of people to be getting my Snapchat. So I'm only going to be leaving my Snapchat on my Musical.ly. So if you don't already have Musical.ly, go ahead and download it and follow me on Musical.ly. My username is TrendyAngelie, the same thing as my YouTube channel. Well, anyway, you guys, thank you so much to listening today's podcast. Today's podcast was really, really short. I think it was a bit longer than the first one, but I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and make sure to listen to the next podcasts that are coming up. If you don't already know, I made 2 podcasts, or about 3 each week. So make sure to stay tuned for the other ones. And thank you guys so, so much for at least 5 views in the last podcast. Bye.